Are you on dope?
Yes.
What kind?
Musical dope.
You get high?
Yes.
Off of what?
Music.
Are you on a trip or something?
Yes.
What kind of a trip?
Music.
How old are you?
I'm old in mind, but young in age.
Hey, my people. This is Brianna Marie, and you're listening to Soul Discovery, a home uniting sounds of the past, present, and future for the legacy of our music. Stay tuned.
On a Sunday afternoon, and behind that record is one of the greatest finds in the history of music. I've been looking for that for years and years, and the man to discover it all and bring it out from heavylightrecords.com, that's his website, but Heavy Light Records, Noel Wagner. Good morning to you, Noel.
Good morning.
How are we?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm watching the sunrise come up here in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Wow, how does that sound then, hearing that, with the sun rising?
Very nice. Unless I have to say, I thought to myself it sounded really, really good.
You would say that, wouldn't you? So, Noel, let's start off with that track, The Artist. I'm not going to tell anybody, I haven't informed anybody about that because it's a bit of a coup, actually, because I've been looking for that for a long time. Had a promo copy for some time, but it's been really elusive, and you're the man that's actually turned it up and put it out.
Right. When all the tracks were gathered, you know, it became obvious that it needed to be put out, you know, as a whole. You know, as you probably found yourself, you know, the album as a whole that collects all the Relatives tracks together is a really strong listen, you know, all the way through. And not to mention just the experience of going and, you know, with the studio engineer, having him load up the reel with the unreleased tracks on there. And, you know, it's just an electrifying experience listening to those tracks for the first time.
Yeah, and how did you come across them? How did you discover them?
Well, I'd heard the record about 10 years ago. One of their singles, a cracked copy of one of their singles, actually. But, you know, just such a beautiful record. It piqued my curiosity about what other tracks that these guys might have. And about 10 years passed, actually, almost 10, or about 9 years passed, and it came to my attention there were more singles, and not only that, eventually it came to my attention that there were these unreleased tracks. And so, you know, after running down nice clean copies of the tracks that exist on 45 and doing the transfers on the reels, it was time to go. And also the experience of finding the Reverend Gene West, the leader of the Relatives. Of course, we had to do that too, which was, you know, an adventure unto itself.
Yeah, I bet it was. believe he's still performing today.
And they actually reunited for our release party. They had not performed until since 1980, until our release party on October 17th. So I was just thinking, actually, as you were playing that track, they sing a dead ringer for that recording on stage. They sound just like the recording on stage. It's really incredible. They asked me, was it okay? Did they perform that song because of the content? The, you know, the What's Wrong with America and, you know, talking about, you know, is it my fault that I was born black? And so I thought it was kind of funny and, you know, that they would ask me if it's okay to perform that in front of a modern audience. And, you know, I told them, hey, you know, they understand the context in which that song was written, which was black troops coming back from Vietnam, fighting hard for their country, like their white brothers, and not receiving the same treatment, you know, when they got back to America, not being able to get credit, not being able to live their daily lives. And I mean, I really think that's one of the strengths of the Relatives too, the powerful, powerful words that Reverend Gene West, you know, wrote for those songs.
Yeah, and can you tell us the members of the group?
I can tell you, you know, honestly, I don't have the album in front of me, but I can tell you the two main members of the group.
Right, I apologize.
And that is Reverend Gene West and his brother Tommy West. And it should be mentioned that that particular cut, that's Tommy West, his Gene's brother and the lead vocal. And that's the case on several of the tracks on there, that you can hear Tommy singing the lead. I will say also there were two sets of Relatives, one from 70 to 74 and one from 74 to 80.
Right, okay.
And they were almost an entirely different lineup. And if you go on our website, you can see it lists the two lineups, I believe, and definitely in the liner notes to the record, you can see what the two different lineups, you know, to the Relatives are.
Yeah, and the Relatives, this become one of the most sought-after records. Certain DJs, myself and certain other ones around the UK, have been playing this on air, but we've never known any information about this. And this become one of the holy grails of the soul scene. We'll have a listen to it now. Soul Discovery on a Sunday. On a Sunday. Wow, what a tune that is. And live from Austin in Texas is Noel Wagner from Heavy Light Records. And he has put this out. If you're going to give us some information about your website, Noel.
Sure, it's heavylightrecords.com. And you can go to that site and listen to clips of all of the relatives' tracks, as well as read the story, you know, of the relatives and a bit of background on the Reverend Gene West, who is actually still preaching at his church in Dallas today.
Wow. And the format for this, how have you released these?
These are released, you can get it as MP3s or you can get it as vinyl. We're not doing CDs for this one, or for any of our releases, actually.
Why vinyl?
Well, the sound, for one. My partner, Sharice Kelly, and I, in the label, we listen to a lot of vinyl, and we feel like the fidelity, you know, it's the best format for music still to this day, after 100 years or more. And, you know, we figure that the combination of MP3s and vinyl is pretty much the ultimate combination.
Yeah.
The CDs kind of seem like a thing of the past.
Right, okay, yeah. I think that's what the feeling is in the UK at the moment through Europe, that they're saying in about 5 years that CDs won't exist anymore. It'll be back to vinyl and MP3s. So
absolutely.
We'll have to
and
wait.
And we wanted to be friendly to DJs as well, of course. We got to get that out in the clubs, and vinyl is the preferred medium.
And it's not just an ordinary piece of vinyl, it's a deluxe piece, isn't it?
It is. It's a nice package, even if I do say so myself. We want to give back as much as we can to the people that purchase our music, and you know, we want our releases to be an experience for people and be a nice presentation of the historical materials, you know, as well as the music.
Okay, and tell us about Heavy Light Records. How did that name come about, and how long have you been around?
We've been around for about a year. And it came out of me and my partner finding these artists, these obscure soul and, you know, other types of music artists. And we've been doing that for about 16 years. And in the past, we would find them and possibly, you know, get some records, of course, some copies of the record that they put out, and get their story, often of which are, you know, these fantastic stories. And then that would be the end of it. And we always left with the feeling that we wish we could do something more for the artist. We wish we could, you know, get the music out there in front of a larger audience for the people to hear. So many times, you know, and you probably experience this yourself, where you pull out an obscure record and you say to yourself, hey, that's a hit record. If anybody would have heard this record, this would have been a hit record. And so last year, we figured out how to make it all work out. And we started licensing some of our favorite obscurities that we'd known about for years, and The Relatives was at the top of the list.
Mm. And your other artist that I'm looking at is Leroy Franklin. Tell me about him.
Leroy Franklin is a guy that was working with Mel Waiter's band in the late 70s and early 80s. Many of you may have heard of the Mel Production Band or some of the great modern soul recordings that Mel Waiter's made while he was in San Antonio. They're pretty obscure, but I know they've gotten out there to some degree. But Leroy used some of the members of the Mel Waiter's band, as well as a dynamite Chicano soul horn section from San Antonio, to put together this modern soul record called Starbird, which is a sublime, fantastic
yeah.
record. And it has this really great female singer on there, which he had an altercation with at the session, and whom did not show up to record the B-side the next day. Well, Leroy Franklin decided to do a rap over the instrumental track that he had cut, and thereby making the very first rap record ever made in Texas, which was in 1981.
Mm. And are we allowed to discuss any other projects that you're working on at this particular time, or is that all secret at the moment?
No, it's not secret, actually. We have another round of releases coming out in the spring. And just to give you an idea of some of the stuff we're working on, we're working on a Chicano soul compilation.
Mm.
We've been working on that for a while, actually. You know, brown-eyed soul, if you will.
Yeah.
There's some really fantastic soul pieces from Texas, as well as from California, Arizona. And so we're going to bring together a lot of that, and also do extensive historical notes. And I think it's going to be the first time that vein of soul has been brought together in the same place so people can hear it. And I know there's been definitely some Chicano soul records that have been lighting the UK on fire. Joe Jamma comes to mind.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know that's a big record over there. And then we're also presenting some unreleased material by Mickey Foster of Mickey and the Soul Generation.
Wow.
Did two sessions back in 69, which predate the known material by Mickey Foster. And also, there's also a really nice Northern cut in that session as well. So we'll be presenting some of that material early next year.
Wow.
And there's a lot more. I could go on practically forever. There's a lot more coming up. We are going to release several singles, very obscure soul singles as well, you know, for the DJ market as 45s.
Okay. Now, give your website out one more time so people can get there direct.
It's heavylightrecords.com.
Okay. And Noel,
and it's a fun site with sounds and information, and check it out.
Yeah, Noel, thank you very much. Noel Wagner, Heavy Light Records, Austin in Texas. But he's watching the sunset. The sunrise? Has it rose yet?
No, not quite. The clouds are looking mighty beautiful. And, you know, morning in New Orleans. Have you ever been here for it?
No. It sounds heaven.
Well, you should when you get a chance.
I will.
Mighty nice.
Okay, and Noel will be in touch with you in the future, and no doubt we'll have you back on, but we'll leave you with one of my all-time favorite tracks. Thank you very much for putting this out. Noel Wagner.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
The Gene West, Reverend Gene West, singing vocals, what a voice, and still performing today. Thanks to Robert Wagner from Heavy Light Records for coming on. Done that on a short notice, but we'll have him on in the new year as well, I promise. And I'm going to play this. I just love this tune at the moment. The remix, a track that was released a few years ago, but this is the World Remix, Lattimore. Stay tuned for our next guest. Fingers crossed.
She took me round the world without leaving the room. Have you ever been around the world? You might like that too. That's the way.
respectful. She was so polite.